we do to enhance that?
Well, in our artwork pane, you can see that we have some pictures here that are in iPhoto. And one of the first things that we should do is add the artwork for our episode. So I'm going to grab the podcast track, and I'm going to open up the track editor and grab the episode artwork.
So this is the default artwork you see as soon as you click on the podcast in iTunes. This is what you see first.
Exactly. Now, as we talk about different topics on the show, we can literally drag that artwork to our artwork track here in GarageBand. So let's have a listen. Hello, everyone. My name is Paul Garay. I'm your host of the Mystery of Science podcast. Today on the show, we're going to compare the modern-day reptile to... Okay, so we say modern-day reptile. We're going to drag a reptile right there. And you can see that we can zoom in and literally fit that picture to the exact word or phrase. Day reptile. So we can just move that over. Reptile to the old school dinosaur. So we'll drag that dinosaur picture up to the top. And it's really simple. One of the other things we can do as well, if we double click on the podcast track, we can see a preview of that picture. And down below here is where we can drag in additional pictures, and we can add our titles, URLs that we'll see embedded in the picture, and the actual addresses over here.
So these are the links. These are the chapters you see in iTunes so you can navigate through the podcast like in yours. And then the URL titles are those links that you saw when you wanted to go to a website for more information.
Exactly.
Right.
So we have a portion of our show called the Mailbag right here. Charles. Okay. So right at the beginning of this electronic beep, we'll add a chapter. And we'll call this Mailbag. And we can put the URL for our show. And the URL.
Great. So you can even see a preview of that to make sure it's working up in the pane there. So
yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Okay. So when we're done our podcast, you can see the whole thing here. Then it's as easy as sharing it with others by going to the share menu and sending the podcast to iWeb.
Cool. So this is going to compress the entire podcast, put in all the chapters, embed the artwork, get it ready, prepare it so it's in a format that people can easily listen to in iTunes or take to go with them with their iPod. And all the RSS information, all the XML stuff is all being handed off to be managed by iWeb. Is that right?
Exactly. Once it's finished converting,